Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Norwood has a new town manager today as Tony Mazzucco replaces the outgoing John Carroll. After 39 years as manager, Carroll retired on Friday. He was the longest-serving public official in Norwood, and we had a chance to sit down with the 89-year-old at his office before his last day.
You must like this job if you've been at it this long.
I love it.
And so what about this job has compelled you to stay all of these years? What do you love most about this job?
Well, first of all, I love working with people. I like working with the guys, punching a guy in the arm, you know, and it was because I like to be relevant. I like to be part of decisions that have to be made. But you got to love the grind. You got to love it. And I love the grind.
Carroll landed the job by pure serendipity. It was 1978, and he was the commissioner for the State Department of Public Works under Governor Michael Dukakis. But when Ed King defeated Dukakis, Carroll knew he was soon to be out of a job. At the time, he had a wife and 14 children, some of whom he had adopted. He immediately got a call from one of his friends asking him what he was going to do next.
He finally said to me, well, would you like to go back to Public Works, because I had been a Public Works director in Lexington. And I said, no, I'd like to be a town manager someplace. And an hour later, he called me back, and he said, John, the town manager in Norwood just resigned today.
Carroll sent a resume to Norwood on Friday and got hired on Monday to oversee the town's operations and finances. Carroll was born in Boston to Irish immigrant parents. He graduated from Northeastern University with a civil engineering degree, and it's easy to see how his engineering background influences a lot of his work as town manager. He loves talking about the gazebo he helped build in the common 25 years ago.
When I saw that common, when I first came here, it was a ratty common. But we had no money. I got some money from the auto dealers to get it going, and we built it with volunteer laborers. And we built it. We had a big opening ceremony of October that year, whatever it was. And right in the middle of the whole thing, I'll never forget it, a bride and groom were leaving St. Catherine's Church after the wedding. And on the spur of the moment, they ran down and said, can we have our pictures taken here? And that has happened hundreds of times since then. It's just a beautiful thing.
As we were chatting with Carroll, his staff was meeting their new boss and new town manager, Tony Mazzucco, who was born after Carroll took the job in Norwood.
I don't think he can ever really replace a legend, but I think we'll keep on keeping on. The team here in Norwood seems to be doing a great job and seems to be a fantastic team, and John's really built that team. But John, 39 years longer than that in public service, but 39 years as the general manager here is quite a legend.
But even legends move on. And for Carroll's colleagues, it's tough. Debbie Melcher has been Carroll's executive assistant for 27 years.
John Carroll knows my whole family, you know. He's met my mother, he knows my nieces, my nephew, my stepson. You know, he's like a part of the family. 27 years is a long time to work for somebody. But I hope he's going to do something good when he gets, when he retires, him and his wife.
So, I decided to pose that question to Carroll.
What is next for you?
Sleeping late. For a couple of days, anyway. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't. But I know I want to do something in the Christian area. I'm a born-again evangelical Christian, and I want to do something along those lines, I think.
That's John Carroll, reflecting on 39 years on the job as the town administrator for Norwood. In that time, he says there's just one thing he wished he had done, and that's put up loudspeakers around City Hall, across the street from the gazebo, to play music during the day. He retired on Friday at the age of 89. This story was produced by Yasmin Ammer. I'm Jack Lepiarz. This is WBUR.